possible, you should get a face picture from the person you intend to meet. And again, be cautious of a person who doesn't share a recent face picture with you, especially if you have shared your picture. And if the person doesn't want to share a picture, consider asking him or her to go to a live video call. Many apps have this option built in, so you don't have to share your mobile number. And again, ask for social media handles if this person is on Facebook, Twitter, any Instagram, etc. Do you have friends in common on Instagram or Facebook? Maybe somebody who knows this person. And again, to be wary of new accounts with low followers and few posts. They may be fake. And again, the advice we give them to meeting people online is the same as any other advice when you're going out. Let your friends know where you're going. Send a text to somebody that you trust. Include your live location so you may be found if you need help. And if possible, meet in a public place first. Take a few minutes to chat and feel confident you want to proceed before going somewhere private. And again, obviously, same as in all circumstances when you're out at night, think before accepting food or drink. Unless you've seen them prepare it, it's best not to accept drink to avoid being spiked. And again, if an emergency unfolds, contact 999. I just saw a comment on the news last week, done in relation to online, and it's you know, online now is normal. And if it's normal, then it should be safe. And we're asking people, you know, if this person on the other end of the line is genuine, they will accept why you're making these precautions and will be willing to accept your requests in relation to photographs and things like that. And if they're not genuine, you'll feel the vibe, you know.